Let me read on here. I'm reading verse 13. By this know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. You see, the Holy Spirit's within us. And friends, this is not a human love. You and I can't work it up. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, etc., etc. But love heads the list, and a great many believe that actually love is the fruit, and these others stem from love. And if you turn to 1 Corinthians 13, read that, you'll come to the same conclusion. That joy comes out of love, and that peace comes out of love. When Chiang Kai-shek was ruling in China proper, you remember, he was not a Christian then. He was very much of a pagan. Whether he was a real believer or not, I don't know, but missionaries that do know tell me that he was actually a real born-again Christian. But when he was a pagan, he had a Christian wife, you remember. He made this statement. He says, I just can't understand these Christians. Why, they've been treated most abominably here, and they've been robbed, they've been beaten, and many of them killed, and they've been persecuted in a most fearful manner, and yet I never find one of them retaliating. And any time they can do anything for China or for our people, they're ready to do it. I do not understand them. And his wife said to him, what you're seeing is the very essence of Christianity. They do that because they're Christians. And we need a great many more pagans to be able to see that in the lives of believers today. This is something that, again, I must repeat it, it's sure neglected today. How often do you hear this spoken on, either in radio or the church or wherever you are? Do you hear today, even in these little seminars we talk about and these great classes that they have, is this the thing that's given that is basic, that is all important? May I say to you, you don't have to worry about the place of the wife in the home and whether she is to obey the husband and he the head of the house and all of that argument I hear today. If he loves her and husbands love your wife as Christ loved the church, she's a woman that you love, you'd lay down your life for her. And the wife can say, I love him with all of my heart. I'd do anything for him. I don't think you need a lot of little rules to go by. I really don't think you need them. I know there's a monument. I used to see it. It's out in either Kansas or Colorado, coming along on the Santa Fe Super Chief. And I used to always watch for that monument. I even forget now the little town that it's in. But it's a monument of a pioneer woman. And that pioneer woman is in another town that I've been through, and I can't even think where that is. I do know this, that when I went through it, I didn't have my camera, and when I go through again, I'm going to take a picture of it. It's the same monument. This pioneer woman, she's got on a sunbonnet, and she's a young woman, fine-looking young woman, and she's got about five children around holding on to those long skirts that they wore back in those days. And out ahead of her, she's got a gun, too. Out ahead of her is her husband, because she's loading one gun while he shoots the other gun. And he's out there protecting her. And, you know, friends, I don't think that woman needed any lectures on sex. She's got five children. I think she could give you some lectures on it. I don't think that she needed to have a lecture on how to keep your husband. She had no trouble keeping him. May I say to you, you know why? Because they loved each other and they're bound together. And how wonderful that is. The child of God today, if he could only manifest the love of God to others round about us. And he says, and his love is perfected in us. In other words, it's developed in us. It is a growth in us and should be a growth in us. Verse 13, by this know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And that, my friend, is the real test. The Holy Spirit indwells every believer. And back in verse 4, I went over that rather carefully, if you'll remember. the greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You're indwelt by the Spirit of God. Now, the Spirit of God can produce this love in your heart. You can't produce it. I can't produce it. I can't love like that. My natural tendency is that when somebody hits me, I hit back. But the Spirit of God who indwells us, if we are filled by His Spirit, we're going to manifest that kind of love to the world out yonder.